Okay, let's start. I'll try to be quiet after lunch, not to wake you up. So last time we were talking about the Levitt method, and this is the derivation of the curvature from a Levitt method. Actually, you can extract most of the geometric quantities from an implicit representation of the curve. It should not come as a surprise. I would like to refer to a different problem. So let me recap. In applied fluid dynamics or analysis of curves, what we do is we take a curve in motion, we know some velocity of the curve, and try to move it in the normal direction and see what is going on. I mean, this is a synthesis problem. The velocity is known, and we are synthesizing the evolution of the curve. We would like to see how it works. We would like to, for example, feed in a function that depends on the image and stuff like that. There is a different problem. This is the problem which is known as optical flow in computer vision. In this problem, what we have, or what you have, is a sequence of images. And from the sequence of images, you are trying to extract the motion of objects inside the image. So what is going on? Let me try to write it. So you have an image. X, Y are the coordinates of the image at time t, and you have another image, okay? X, Y are the coordinates of the image at time t plus dt. What you're trying to do is extract the motion, know how to relate between these two images. So assume that each point in the original image has moved with a velocity which is equal to u times dt along the x direction, and y plus v dt along the y direction. Okay, these are the components of the velocity. And it goes under the title of optical flow. Okay, and this should be at time t. And I would like to equate these two quantities. I would like to ask which would be the velocity along the x and the y direction so that these quantities would be equivalent. In fact, in optical flow, we try to do something else. We are trying to ask what would be the motion of the objects inside the image so that the motion of the object as a whole would be consistent to what we see in the image. It's a little bit more sophisticated, but let's see what is going on here. If we now use Taylor expansion to see what is going on here, so we have I of x. I mean, I'm expanding it about x and y, so I have I of x u plus I of y t, I of y v, okay, this is with respect to dt, and this should be equal from here, I'm expanding about t, so it should be I of t. Or in a nutshell, what we have here is gradient of I dot the velocity vector should be equal to I of t. Okay, and this is the velocity. I'm trying to extract the velocity out of the image gradient in time and in space. Wait. So from here, I embedded the function, the c, the curve in a function, phi of x, y, and t. And then taking the derivative, what we got is that gradient of phi times x of t, y of t, i.e. dot c of t should be equal to phi of t. Now, what is C of t? C of t is nothing but velocity times the normal. Instead of the normal, we already saw that we could put V times the gradient of phi normalized. So what we have here is gradient of phi dot the scalar V that can be extracted out, gradient of phi normalized. Okay, and this is nothing but V times gradient of phi. Okay? So this is the evolution equation I would like to apply in order to see what is going on to the curve V as if it would have propagated according to this equation. What is going on in optical flow? In optical flow, we are trying to extract V out of the images that are given in space and time. Okay? So if this is a synthesis problem, this would be an analysis problem. Let us write it a little bit further on. In fact, if we looked at, if we observe closely at the levelset of the image, and each levelset of the image is moving in a specific direction, what we'll have is exactly like the property that we had previously with curves. We should be able to predict only the velocity along the normal direction. This is called the aperture problem in optical flow. It has some classical names. So if we can extract only the normal velocity, let's call it V of n, this is the projection onto the normal to the curve of the velocity, then we know that this velocity should propagate along this direction. I mean, this would be the velocity that we are trying to reconstruct. So let's plug it into the optical flow equation. Let's restrict the velocity to be only along the normal direction. So this is the normal optical flow problem. What do we get? So we have gradient of I dot producted with Vn times gradient of I normalized. This should be equal to I of t. So what we get is that I of t should be equal to V of n times gradient of I. So this is an analysis problem, this is a synthesis problem. The two problems are at least mathematically identical. This actually gives us an intuition of how they are actually relevant to computer vision. Okay, so this is the aperture problem. If we have a boat and all the passenger can only see what is going on through a small hole, then what he should be able to see is something like that. Why? Because he cannot see the horizontal motion, I mean the motion across the water of the ship. He just sees the level sea going up and down. Unless there is a buoy over there in which that specifies that something is going on. So in optical flow, what people are trying to do is capture the motion of features of sharp corners and stuff like that, where they can actually resolve and obtain back V out of this normal velocity. Okay, so extracting back the actual velocity is really important, and it is done by tracking feature points and restricting the feature points to have something meaningful, and then relaxing the flow to the rest of the image out there. So if you solve it for a specific set of features, then you know the optical flow for the rest. And again, you assume that the flow is piecewise smooth, etc., etc. So this is the normal flow in image analysis. And this is the level set method in curve evolution analysis. So we have both of them. I probably heard about it too many times, but yet again, the level set method.